Conversation 2.
Good evening and welcome to Physics Today. Here we interview some of the greatest minds in physics as they help us to understand some of the most complicated theories. Today, I'm very pleased to welcome Dr. Melissa Phillips, Professor of Theoretical Physics. She's here to tell us a little about what it is she studies. Dr. Phillips, you seem to study everything.
I guess that would be fair to say. I spend most of my time studying the Big Bang Theory and where our universe came from.
Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, I'm very interested in why the universe exists at all. That may sound odd, but the fact is, at the moment of the Big Bang, both matter and antimatter were created. For a short time, and I mean just a fraction of a second, the whole universe was a super-hot soup of radiation filled with these particles. So, what's baffled scientists for so long is, why is there a universe at all?
That's because matter and antimatter are basically opposites of each other. They are exactly alike, except that they have opposite electrical charges. So when they collide, they destroy each other?
Exactly. So during the first few moments of the Big Bang, the universe was extremely hot and very small. Matter, and the now more exotic antimatter, would have had little space to avoid each other. This means that they should have totally wiped each other out, leaving the universe completely barren.
But a recent study seems to point to the fact that when matter and antimatter were first created, there were slightly more particles of matter, which allowed the universe we all live in to form?
Exactly. Because there was slightly more matter, the collisions quickly depleted all the antimatter and left just enough matter to create stars, planets, and eventually us.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 5. What does the man say is physics today? Question 6. What is the woman physicist's main research area? Question 7. What is the woman interested in? Question 8. What seems to be the finding of the recent study?